Georgia Representative Vernon Jones joins volunteers to clean up Atlanta streets. By Penny Starr on April 28, 2020. Democrat Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones will be joining Scott Pressler and volunteers on Saturday to pick up trash on the streets of Atlanta, Georgia. As the nation slowly begins to open up after a draconian lockdown across the country to fight the coronavirus outbreak, Jones has been in the national spotlight after he expressed his support for the re-election of President Donald Trump and announced he would step down after Democrats relentlessly attacked him. But after he received a flood of support for mostly conservatives, Jones said in a video that he would remain on the job. Pressler has gained hundreds of thousands of followers on social media after launching his cleanup campaign in Baltimore after Trump drew attention to the urban decay in that city and in Democrat-controlled across America. Pressler and hundreds of volunteers have since held cleanups around the country, including Los Angeles and San Francisco. Now, Jones and Pressler will join forces with dozens of volunteers from 10 to 2 p.m. on Saturday to clean up the streets of Atlanta. For decades, our inner cities, like Atlanta, have been neglected, Jones told Breitbart News. It's time to put our citizens first. I look forward to joining Scott this weekend as we spread love and put country over party, Vernon said. When I heard Representative Jones's story, I reached out to him immediately, Pressler told Breitbart News. What really resonated with me is that he just wants to put his constituents first. The response from the community has been overwhelming, Pressler said. Georgia is just reopening up and over 100 people have signed up to volunteer. This is truly a movement based on love, Pressler said. Pressler said that volunteers are being asked to bring non-perishable food with them so that after the trash pickup, the group can make a donation to a local church. Pressler, who also is on a mission to register voters to help Trump get re-elected, has been outspoken about how many of the same cities that are fighting blight, poverty, and homelessness are more focused on helping illegal immigrants than American citizens. For years, I've been talking about how illegal immigration hurts the black community, Pressler said. Why are we dedicating resources to illegal immigrants when there are 3.6 million black children living in poverty? This goes beyond party politics, Pressler said. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. I want to elect people who are going to keep their promises and put Americans first. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.